Wife's Assignment, Number 1, by David. After being married for 12 years with an adequate sex life, I decided to really start stirring things up with my wife, Sweetie. She had always been somewhat reserved about sex. If she wanted to fuck, she'd say she wanted to play. She never took the initiative, but did enjoy the times I gave her instructions, whether it be sucking my cock out on the boat or having her unbutton her blouse while driving on the freeway. The one aspect of our sexual conduct that I had always approved of was her desire to swallow every drop of cum when she sucked my cock. Otherwise, she was reluctant, hesitant, or just plain nervous, needing guidance. So, during a business trip, we were chatting online. I brought up the idea of pursuing her submissive side. She was nervous at first, but thought it might be a really good idea to try to get her out of her shell. We ended the conversation with me giving her a chore. After signing off, she was to use the internet camera and flash me her tits, and then send an email attachment to me. She was clearly nervous in the 10-second video, but she did flash her nice big tits. Over the next couple of weeks, I would email her in the morning and give her a chore to do, all video related, and she would comply and send the videos off to me. They included one day where she had to brush her hair for me topless, suck a popsicle, and one where she had to fondle her tits and pinch her own nipples. She nervously did all of these tasks. Then, one day, I decided to give her a different type of chore. I was going to be home the next 3 weeks, so I decided to have her search the internet for a new toy for her. This assignment she really enjoyed. She said she searched for almost 3 hours. When I got home on Friday night, I enjoyed my first chance of issuing demands and instructions of my wife. She complied very willingly, dropping to her knees when commanded, sucking my cock, and even following my orders of begging me to fuck her. I could tell that the use of the word fuck was very hard for her, but still turned her on. The next day, I told Sweetie to take a shower and get dressed. We were going out. She asked where, but I just said, "It's a surprise." When she got out of the shower, she saw the thin summer dress I had laid out on the bed for her. She started walking toward her dresser to get her undergarments, but I stopped her, saying that she wasn't allowed today to have panties or a bra. She nervously agreed and slipped on the dress. We drove to the other side of town to the adult bookstore video shop I knew of and pulled into the parking lot. Sweetie asked why we were there. I said, "You found two items you wanted on the internet, didn't you?" She replied, "Well, yes, but I thought we would just order them from the website." I then told her no. She was going to be given her first non-internet assignment. Her face got bright red. I told her she was going into the store by herself and pick out her two toys, a butterfly vibrator and a set of anal beads, as well as buy a video on masturbation techniques. She got even more red and asked why I wasn't going in, to which I replied, "This is Sweetie's assignment, not mine." I gave her cash and told her to buy the items, and after purchasing the items, to tell the clerk she didn't need a bag for them. She would just carry them. She would then walk down the street to the crosswalk at the light and back up the opposite street to where I would be parked in a fast food restaurant eating my lunch. I reassured her in my faith in her and told her to get a move on. I then backed out of my parking spot and watched her just kind of standing there in her thin summer dress. As I pulled down the street, I saw her enter the building. From my vantage point across the street from the store, I eventually saw her exit the building. About 15 minutes later, she was nervously clutching the three items she had purchased to her chest, trying to cover up from the great deal of traffic driving past the identity of the items she had purchased. She quickly walked across the street and nearly ran up to our car. She opened the door and
quickly got inside. There, she asked, if we could go, and I said, but I'm still eating my burger. So why don't you show me what you got? As she showed me the items, I could smell her moistness escaping and told her that I was very pleased in her. On our way home, I stopped at the Radio Shack and told her to go buy some batteries. This she did without hesitation. In the parking lot at Radio Shack, I told her to put them in her butterfly pack and then strap on her butterfly. This she did, but very nervously. It was only when I took the control from her and turned it on did she start to relax about the vibrator in public. She kept the small clit vibrator on whole 40-minute drive home. When we reached our house, she was talking as nasty as I have ever heard, begging me to suck her pussy and fuck her brains out, which of course I eagerly did. This was just the beginning of Sweetie's conversion to being my submissive wife.